Did you know that commanding the room starts before you even open your mouth? Today, I'm revealing a few simple yet powerful techniques that I use to gain instant trust and respect, whether I'm on stage, in meetings, or doing a Zoom call. Follow these steps and you will own the room without saying a word.
You're listening to More Style, a podcast to help you transform your image and transform your influence.
Hi, if you don't know me, my name is Celeste Moore. I'm a color and style expert. I help entrepreneurs master and discover their own unique style so that they can command any stage or any room they walk in. By using the 4x4 color system, you can strategically create a mood and an energy and send a message without opening your mouth. Let me tell you a story about the suit that I'm wearing today. If you can see on YouTube here, I'm wearing a purple suit and this yellow pant. Now, I showed you this because, see, just 3 weeks ago, I was speaking in Las Vegas for my very first big speaking engagement. And I knew about this event 4 months before the actual event. Now, what I did was very strategic. I created and designed this suit with my friend, who's a celebrity suit bespoke designer in New York City. I did my homework and found out who my audience was. My audience was a luxurious business entrepreneur, creative and innovative group. Now, knowing my 4x4 color system as a tone spring, this particular purple is my best purple. Now, when I talk about best purple, it is not my core color, but is the darkest purple. So when you're on stage, yes, my outfit is a little bit bright, but it is not bright in a way that's distracting. It actually does the opposite. So this purple jacket is sending the message that I'm luxurious, I'm innovative, I'm creative, and I'm a little bit mysterious. And that's exactly the message that was sent. That yellow pant that you see on the bottom, see, that was also strategic. See, I could have worn the same color purple on purple, or I could have worn black or white. But see, that wouldn't have had the same effect. If I wanted to command attention, there's two things that you need to do. If you want to command attention on any stage, there's two ways to do that. One way is to wear high contrast colors. Now, high contrast colors, for example, would be a navy jacket and a white shirt. You see a lot of politicians do this. A lot of them add a pop of red in a tie because that is the most powerful color. So when you see politicians in this particular outfit, you say that they were commanding attention. They want you to listen to them. Now, because of my coloring, I cannot wear high contrast without it being distracting. I am a medium contrast. So the reason why I chose this yellow pant is because it's the complementary color to purple on a color wheel. So on a color wheel, you have purple, and then below in the same line, you're going to have yellow. And that does the same thing as wearing high contrast. It will command attention. And that's exactly what I did. I was the seventh speaker out of eight. I was second to last. That is a hard position to fill, meaning people are getting tired at this point. So my message should have really been crystal clear from the beginning, but also my speech was really important at this point. But that's not what I'm doing, and that's not what I'm talking about here. Before I went on the stage, people in the back were on their phones, listening to the other speakers. You know, it was very rude in my opinion, but hey, if you're not a good speaker, then people will lose attention. So as I'm going up to the stage, people in the back that were sitting in the back or people that were on the phone got off their phone and people came to the front of the stage, the front of the room, where they could find a seat. They found it. There was nobody in the back anymore. I walked on the stage. Nobody understood. Nobody knew what I was going to talk about. See, that's the power of using color. That's the power of using a suit to command attention. Another reason why I commanded attention, because I'm wearing a suit jacket. Whether you wear a sport coat or a suit jacket or a complete suit, it commands attention as well. So if you're wearing a t-shirt and jean and you throw on a sport coat, it will instantly elevate you. It will instantly draw people to you. It commands and says authority, and people pay attention to authority. Another way to command attention is to make sure that the fit of the clothing is perfect for your body, that it's proportioned properly as well. We all have ill-proportioned bodies, or we all have different proportioned bodies. That's probably a better way of saying it. And we want to not be distracting. We want our message to come across clearly. So if we look off or something's odd, then people are going to be focused on that, even if they don't really know exactly what's off. Your clothing should be in relation to your vertical body type and your horizontal body type. Now, if you don't know what that is, that's okay. I didn't know either. Our vertical body type is from head to toe. We have 8 of our heads within our body lengthwise. And nobody is just perfectly proportioned, right? There's 3 different vertical body types. There is a balanced, which is perfect, right? We all long for a balanced body. There's a short torso, long leg, and there's a long torso, short leg. Why does that matter? Because if you have a long torso and short leg and you have a very long jacket, your legs will look even shorter, like you don't even have them. So making sure that the jacket length, the type of jacket, the type of pants for your body to either lengthen or shorten is very strategic. And knowing these items will help you command attention, because nobody's going to be paying attention. They're just seeing this beautiful, elegant person that is commanding attention. Another way to command attention is to wear the right fabrics. See, you don't want to distract your audience. It's the last thing you want to do. You're delivering a message with your color, with the style, to make sure that you're landing that message. You also want to deliver it with a fabric. So solids are your best friends when it comes to Zoom meetings, stage presentations, because there's so much light. If you wore any kind of print or any kind of shiny fabric, it would just be distracting. The light would bounce off, and sometimes it would be too painful to look at someone with a shiny fabric. Or if it's like a fluorescent color, it's too distracting, and sometimes it hurts the eye. So know what type of fabric and know what type of audience you're presenting to. This will make or break whether people are listening and whether you command attention. A couple more tools and tips I would like to discuss here are your body language. Make sure that you are upright, that you're smiling, that you're having a good time. Your body language is open. Because if you're getting ready to present to any one-on-one, a meeting, or you're ready to present in front of hundreds of people, they're going to want to listen to you if you are confident, if your body language is open, if you're making eye contact, if you're not standing there like a robot, if you're moving around a little bit, you're looking at the right side of the audience and talk a little bit, then you come to the left side of the audience and you speak a little bit. So everyone feels important. Everybody's listening to your story, because at the end of the day, nobody wants to waste time and we all want to feel connected. Another way to command attention is to make sure your grooming is on point. What do I mean by that? Your hair is done nicely. It's brushed. You've showered. For those ladies who wear makeup, you just want to compliment your features. So you want to wear subtle, natural looking makeup. Make sure you're not wearing too much distractive jewelry. The light can bounce off of it. Keep one focal point in mind. A focal point is either the lips, the eyes, or even the clavicle area of the body. And speak clearly. Your audience will listen to you when you're speaking to them, when you're speaking to them clearly, and they can trust you and they want to listen to you. When your body language is on point, when your grooming is on point, when your colors are on point, when your style is on point, and the fit is on point, you will command any room that you walk in. If you want to learn more techniques on how to transform your image, to transform your influence, then hit that subscribe button below or go to my website, celestemoore.com, for more information. Thank you.